Exercise 11. New Zealand Experience.
Welcome again to the weekly English Hour here in Youth Radio Finland. This is your host, William Hart. In our program today, we have lots of interesting people. And the first guest is a girl who has just spent a year as an exchange student on the other side of the world in New Zealand. So, welcome, Elisa. It's really nice to have you here.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So, Elisa, a year in New Zealand, that must have been simply great.
Yeah, absolutely. It was awesome.
And now you've promised to tell us something about your experiences down under.
Yes, for sure. No problem.
That's very nice of you. So, shall we begin? The first question is New Zealand very much different from Finland?
Well, of course it is different, and it isn't. I mean, people are pretty much the same. But the country itself is simply amazing. You can find places where it looks like you're in Norway, or Italy, Switzerland, or Iceland. The nature truly amazes me. It's so different from one place to another.
That's interesting. How do the people there feel about their nature?
I would say they feel about their nature pretty much the same way as we do. That is, they don't really think about it that much. What I mean is that, just like in Finland, people have nature around them every day. They enjoy nature whenever they want to. And it's all very natural. It doesn't have to be anything organized if you want to enjoy nature.
Right.
One thing that I thought was interesting was that the New Zealanders have summer cottages, just like we do in Finland.
They do? Tell me more.
But they don't call them summer cottages. On the South Island, where I was, a summer cottage is a crib. The cribs are by a lake or a river, like in Finland. Or you can also have a crib at the beach.
Does your host family have a crib?
Yes, they do. I must tell you, I was a bit lost at the beginning with these New Zealand words. My host family told me that we were going to spend the weekend at the crib. A crib! My host mum was going to make some kumara there, and maybe, just maybe, if we had any luck, we might see some hoiho.
Kumara? Hoiho? What?
Yes, those were my feelings exactly. But then, of course, I learned that kumara is a special vegetable that grows in New Zealand. You know, very much like sweet potato. And they eat it quite a lot, just as we eat potatoes. It looks like a really big, long potato.
Well, you always learn something new. Kumara must be very good then. But what was that with the hoi hoi?
Those are the cute little yellow-eyed penguins. They are really difficult to find. I don't think you can find them in too many places in New Zealand. Well, my host family took me to see the hoi hoi, and we were lucky. We saw many of them. And now, I also know why they are called the hoiho. Actually, that's Maori language. Hoiho means noise shouter in Maori, and they truly shouted. They have this very special trill when they call each other after a day at sea.
I see. I suppose the sea and fish and all that must be very important to New Zealanders.
Sure, I believe it is. But they do enjoy their nature inland just as well. That was another thing. The first time my host dad told me to get ready for the bush, I remembered I was a bit confused. We were going to have a bush walk. I had learned at school that bush is pusikko, so I didn't quite understand the whole thing. What was so interesting about going to pusikko?
And? Was it interesting?
Well, it was really a forest. I mean, we had a nice sporty walk for half an hour or so in the forest, which was nice. I just didn't know that the New Zealanders called their forests bush. I do now.
You do indeed. And now I do too. It's a funny thing what you can learn in another country. Well, I still have a few more questions. For instance, what kind of houses do the New Zealanders have? And how do they live?
The house that my host family had was a small brick building on the side.